Blind Cool Tech, April 5, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, we're fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology,
cool,
there's anybody there. And blindness.
Ah, God, who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
There you go. I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I hope you'll join Jake and I, Jake being my guide dog, for about the next 40 minutes. Good boy, little buddy. While we walk to our work at American Printing House for the Blind here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's a gorgeous morning, a bit chilly. I do have a jacket on. I walked to work the other day with a short sleeve shirt, and in fact, I almost wore shorts. I'm glad I didn't, because I failed to listen to the weather report, and it got cold that afternoon. So I had to ask someone to bring me a jacket up to work. She didn't. Liz didn't mind at all. I mean, it's good seeing her. What is that? There's something to the right I never noticed before. Oh, it's obviously it's been here. It's a big rock. It's like limestone. I don't know what this is. Big rock wall? I guess it's a planter. Huh, I never noticed that before. It's about 3, 6, 10. Shoot. It's huge. Okay. It's about 3.5-4 feet tall, about 10 feet across. Just looks like a big planter made out of the same kind of limestone, flat kind of rocks that the retaining walls around my yard are made out of. Anyway, if you would kick back and relax a little, we might we'll have a little chat, and you might actually learn something or not. This is kind of a different type of podcast. Our subject today actually is to get started in podcasting, but as those of you who have been listeners of, good boy, could you tell that telephone pole on the left there, right when we crossed? I could hear it. I don't know if the atmosphere is just right today or what. But I swear I never noticed that big rock container before either. Anyway, this podcast is a little different than many. We Jake, quit sniffing. Good boy. We tend to ramble a little. And there was another pole right there. I should check out what that was. I don't know if it's the clouds are low this morning or what it is. That's amazing. I've noticed that at night. I think we've talked about this before, how you can hear. I guess some people call it facial vision, but I think what it is, well, you can call it whatever you want. I think it's probably how different objects absorb sound or block sound. Kind of an interesting topic, and it has come up on the list. There's another one right there. I don't know if you noticed it. It's come up on the list a few times, and it It is a fascinating subject. I see you can hear to the left, there's a wall now. We're at the corner of Frankfurt and Stilts, and that's a store called Mom's Music. And we're taking a left. There's a door to Mom's Music. Before we get started with our topic of the day, we want to make a couple of comments. Well, it's noisy out here. Hold on just a second. Should actually be a fairly quiet walk this morning because we left a little bit early. I think it's about 6:45. Let's me double check then. Oh, no, it's almost 7. Okay. Good boy, little buddy. And Jake's even stepping high. Hey there.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
You stay.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa, don't get mad, little puppy. He wanted to say hi, Jake. That's what Jake was stepping high about. There's a bird right there. Amazing. I was here, Jake. I was crediting you with being super attentive, and all it was you were seeing a dog. Does anybody remember that poem? And I should know this being an English major, but someone, I wanted to say it was Thomas Hardy, but I know that's not right. You can hear that building on the left right there in front. And something on the right, substantial. Does anybody remember that poem where the guy is writing it from the grave, and he's lamenting about how no one comes to visit his grave except his faithful dog? Good boy, little buddy. And his little dog is the only one that remembers him. But then, come to find out at the end of the poem, his dog had just buried his bone there at his grave. So I don't know if you guys have ever heard that or not, but it kind of puts a perspective on things. I was going to say, I'm using the church audio microphones that Debbie Norling first reviewed for Blind Cool Tech, and I finally got them Monday afternoon. It took a while to get them here. I had a tracking number. They're from Canada, and they sent me a tracking email, and it took literally 10 or 11 days to get it out of Canada. And once it left Canada, it was here within, well, I think it left Canada on Saturday, got here on Monday. But geez, what's the deal with that? But if you are up for a wait, yeah, sorry about that, I don't mean to make fun of Canada. Did you hear that pole on the right there too? These things are incredible. I don't, you know, it remains to be seen how well they are in all the audio respects. Like, what they can and can't pick up and how good they do it and what the frequency ranges are that it can pick up. But, I mean, all those specs are available at church-audio.ca. Actually, I think that'll redirect you to their eBay site, but that information's up there. The thing that I love about these, the best though, or one of many things, is they feel quality, and they seem to record quality as well. But when you hold them in your hand, you know, you've got something there. And I love the fact that the cords just plug into the microphones. So, you know, it's not these chintzy little tiny cords that get twisted up and you're scared to break or whatever. But they're good, substantial patch cords, and they do seem to be shielded. Seem to be very well shielded. I've had a real problem with, some of the podcasts I've done, there's a buzzing noise. Well, there's a buzz right there, but that's a street light. But you can hear kind of a interference sound in them. And there's something substantial right there to the right, too. These, though, in fact, I was taking my book port, which I normally wear on my collar, I was taking it off, just thinking that maybe it or the earphones for it were either causing or attracting additional interference. But this morning, I have got these things clipped on my shirt collar, and I've got the book port on my collar as well, or on the V part, you know, and the headphone, the earbuds around my neck like I always wear them. So I'm predicting, though, that, hey, Jake, there won't be any interference in this recording. And that's one of the things I really like about them. I was saying on the list this morning, I took them to bowling last night. That was the fitness center off to the left there that you heard. I didn't get the pine salt smell this morning. I took these to the bowling alley last night, though. Good boy, little buddy. And was showing all my friends. I mean, they feel substantial. They're nice. Come with some good sturdy alligator clips on them. And I was thinking about that later. What a geek. Who goes around showing their microphones? Come on, Larry. They are impressive. One thing I would love to do with these, the Innovative Specialist microphones that I was using have got a tube or a gooseneck for about 5 or 6 inches from the microphone down into the cord that you can shape. So you can wear them right over your ears. You can shape them into like the earpieces on your glasses, and it's nice and easy to just stick them over your ears like that. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to that. With these being on my collar, you hear that building on the left there too? With these being on my collar, you know, there's more of a, you're more grounded, I'd say. You don't have the world revolving around you. So if I look to the right, you know, the whole universe, look to the right, the whole listening universe. But at least with these, now when I look to the left, there's, you know, see, you know, that building right there. Or to the right, you can tell that we're still going in the same direction. And everything isn't revolving around. It's kind of like those, it's like video where your background just swishes by, you know. So it's kind of the same thing. You're a good boy, buddy. Good doggy. Someone sent an email. Hey. Another doggy. The other day. that I thought was an intriguing idea. And that is to talk about and record the car, the traffic, when there's not a combustion engine involved. In other words, the hybrid vehicles when they're running on electric. Of course, you'll still have the swish of the tires, but you notice right there, for instance, the engine's what you really hear first. So if any of you does have a place where you can record a few of these vehicles and let us experience it, don't step out in front of one or anything, that'd be really, really good. Good point, little Jakey. Jake just crossed over, I believe, Galt Street is what it was. And there's buildings on our left, of course. It is actually very cool out here. My hands are cold. And I sort of have my gauge that when I get up to this next traffic light up here at Ewing, if my hands are still cold. It's a cold morning, and they are as of now. I'd say it's probably in the upper 30s, which is hard to believe because it really was just absolutely gorgeous this weekend. Good boy. Slowing down for something. Someone on the list, Nick, I believe it was, asked to try the clipping and record loud noises with these. Hey, how are you? Church audio mics. So we're going to do that. Hopefully there'll be a bus or two go by, door slamming. I noticed, actually, there were a few clips with the backyard cast I did the other day, and I apologize, I have the microphones on the wrong way. And I asked Roger to, I had a piece of duct tape on the other one for the right ear, and I asked Roger to put a piece on this, and he did it a little more discreetly. Because I noticed, where was it we were going the other day? It might have been to the Clifton Historic Walking Tour. Or Historic Clifton Walking Tour. I put those microphones on and Liz is, you look like a real geek. You got the duct tape and I had the windscreens rubber banded on because they came off too easy. And I don't know what the deal is on those church audio ones with the windscreens. They don't come off easily, and I don't know if they come off for sure or not at all. Because I don't really want to pull them off. But the windscreen, I don't think, is going to come off on their own on these. And these are gold-plated connections. And here's our corner where the hands should be warm, but they're still not. And one of the things, good boy, that's it, little buddy. One of the things I really liked about these, besides the substantial cords, was the fact that you could plug and unplug them. And so if your cord ever breaks or whatever, easy to replace that part. But it also makes it easier to roll it up and, you know, neatly put it either in your pocket or in your bag or whatever, and not have to untangle it after it's been in there a day or so. But Rob points out a good negative side of the connection, that is, there's just one more thing to go wrong, you know, one more connection point, but, you know, one more thing to get dust in. But we'll watch that, and if it happens, we'll deal with it. Seemed to be a pretty darn good connection, right, Jake? Will you look mad? Seems to be a pretty good connection right now. Hopefully it'll stay that way. How do you get started with podcasting? Well, let's talk about what the elements of a podcast are to begin with. And those elements are an audio recording and an RSS feed, primarily. Of course, you have to have a place to store that audio. So, how do you make an audio recording? Any way you want. You can do it with a tape if that's what you've got. And many people have. Probably the better way to move beyond tape is with a digital recorder. And if you're at your desk, there are some nice software packages and microphones and mixers that you can get to make a decent recording on your PC. In fact, well, like Neil is always fond of saying, how much money do you want to spend? It's like anything else. I would say, though, that, you know, $300 will get you very well into making some high-quality recordings. And now, high quality is one of these things that you have to put quotes around. The iRiver IFP 899, I still say, makes some of the best recordings, especially with some good external microphones like these Church Audio models. It's amazing. Listen to the Haunted House sound scene tour that Kenny and I did right before Halloween. That was done on the iRiver. Now, of course, the disadvantage of the iRiver is that it's not... it's not exactly the most accessible player there is. There's some annoying things about it. You can make it work, though. And the good thing is you can make it record pretty much all day. You can do that with the WS series from Olympus as well, but I don't know, for my taste, I wish there was a way to turn on and off the gain, the automatic gain control and the limiting features of the Olympus recorders. But they're not made for that. They're made to get a good recording, no matter the circumstances, and it, you know, it has to make some compromises somewhere. It does an excellent job at getting a recording, no matter the circumstances. The iRiver, though, I guess the big disadvantage of it is that, well, as well as the Olympus series, the files are encoded. So in the case of the iRiver, they're MP3 files. So you do have to decode them before you edit them, unless you're using something like Total Recorder. But if you want to do anything a little more than the ordinary cutting out and so forth, if you want to do a little mixing or anything like that, really need to decode that MP3 file and turn it into a WAV file. WAV is the natural audio format, well, the native audio, uncompressed audio format for Windows computers anyway. Now, the particular recorder I'm using right now is the M-Audio, m-audio.com, MicroTrack, and it does record direct to WAV, so you don't have to really worry about decoding it when you edit it. Now, whether that's a big deal to you or not, probably not. There is some little loss of quality, especially if you decode and re-encode many times. Good boy. The other thing, once you've got your audio recorded, and it's on your computer as a file, you want to edit it and do whatever you need to with it. You'll need some audio editing software, and there's several of these available. Goldwave is a very inexpensive one. SoundForge is probably the premium player in this market. Studio Recorder is probably the most accessible. Doesn't have all the features of SoundForge, but hey, give it another year or two and it probably will. It's always under development. And Rob Meredith, of course, is the author of that software, and he is into audio. And I'm just really the project manager on these software products and hardware products. And you know, when you got somebody like Rob, you really need to give them their head, let them go. He knows a lot more about it than I do, by a long stretch. And I don't want to in any way get in his way. In fact, I want to encourage everything he can do, in fact. So anyway, you've got your file on your PC now. If it was on a digital recorder, you can usually hook it up to the USB port and transfer it over. You know what? We were going to go by the bagel shop. Tell you what, I don't want to get a podcast of us getting hit by a car or anything, but once we get past this bus and further, I'm going to go ahead and try crossing the middle of the street here. Right. Yep. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. Good doggy. Wow, we're right here. Wow, what a exact time. Hey. How y'all doing? What's up, Will?
Hi.
Great. Hi. I think I'll have the pumpernickel with jalapeno cream cheese. Rick over there with you, Will? Is Rick over there with you?
No, I've got my daughter Susan and her husband
Jay. Oh, hey, nice to meet y'all. I'm Larry. I'm Will's technology consultant. That's gonna do it. I don't need a bag or anything. Thank you.
Done.
You
go. You have a good day.
You too. That's because it's cold out there. See y'all later. Sorry. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. I could not have crossed that street anymore in front of this place. It's kind of funny. You never really know exactly what's on the other side of the street. And I didn't this time either. We just got lucky. This place on the right here used to be the best Korean restaurant in town. Oh, I loved their pork bulgogi. What's the wrapped seaweed kimchi or something like that? Now it's a sushi bar though. And it's okay. I've been there a couple times, but it's not, at least it's not something I think about going to. And really drool over, so to speak. See this wall on the right here? Oh, that's a window. Okay. There's also a huge new... Good boy. Huge new... that's probably it right here. Townhouse complex they built here in this neighborhood to many people's aggravation. I'm sure they're going to be nice places. They had lots of room because this is a real long block. In fact, I wonder if these people's yards between Bel Air and Vernon, must be some huge backyards. Well, you saw where we said that about the Korean restaurant. Well, this has all been one block. We're just now getting to Bel Air here. That was Vernon. This is Bel Air. So, can you imagine what kind of backyards these people have? Good boy, little buddy. And here's where we usually cross Frankfort and come over. All right, so you've got your audio on your PC now. You need to upload that audio somewhere to a website or to some storage facility so that other people on the internet will be able to get it. And how you do that is probably the subject of another podcast. There's several companies now that sponsor space. You can just rent web server space. You need to be careful though, if your podcast gets to be too much, too often, too many people, it can get expensive. And then the third element is an RSS file to which subscribers can include in their podcatching software. And an RSS file is a feed, is an XML file. Now, XML is very much like HTML, if you're familiar with that, except very much more strict in its rules. So with every tag, there has to be a closing tag. And the thing about XML is that it's extensible. That's what the X in extensible markup language, XML, stands for. Now, there's a lot of software packages out there that can generate these XML feeds for you, or you can do them by hand. Probably it would be worth your time to at least look at an XML file and examine the different elements of it. So every XML file for a podcast is going to have item tags for each episode of the podcast. Now, you can certainly do this by hand. In fact, like I say, I encourage you to... There's the bus stop shelter on the right. I don't know if you could hear that. Good boy, little buddy. Good dog. We're crossing Haldeman Avenue now. Every XML file has items. And each item has a title, an author tag, and an enclosure tag. Well, this enclosure tag is what actually separates a podcast from a blog. So really, a podcast is really just a blog with audio attachments to it. So, to get started, at least, you know, take a look at one of the XML files from your favorite podcast and see what's involved in making that tag. Now, I know the ones we do for Blind Cool Tech are very simple. So that might be one to look at. And you don't need to look at all 515 different items in that RSS feed. Just look at one or two and then go to the end and see how everything's closed out. So there's no special tags in this for iTunes or anything, even though it does show up in iTunes. Look at that and see what the minimal requirements are for an RSS feed for a podcast. So what this does is basically, like I said, it's tags that are surrounded by less than and greater thans, and each episode in a podcast has an item tag, so it's less than item greater than, and then it's closed with a less than slash item greater than, and in between those two tags there is a title tag with the title of the episode, and it of course with a less than slash title, because everything in XML has to be opened and closed properly. There's an enclosure tag, and in this enclosure tag, so it might look like less than enclosure equals you know what, I'm not sure of the exact syntax now, because once I saw how they worked, I wrote a script to generate them, which reduces human error possibilities, of course. But I believe the attributes to the enclosure tag are URL equals quote, and then the direct URL for the file itself. So in the case of this one, it say this is going to be BCT 516, and we name it Getting Started with Podcasting. The URL tag in this particular case, since they're stored over on explorations.net, would be http://blindcooltech.explorations.net BCT 515 516, whatever the number happens to be for this one. You don't have to name yours that way. Getting Started with Podcasts.mp3, close quote. Now another attribute, there's my 7:30 alarm on the book port, shut that off, is the length field. And so you'll have length equals and then the number of bytes that are in that. And there's also, I believe it's an audio type field. Darn, I wish I could remember that. But look in the XML file and you will definitely see that. So once you have those elements, you're in good shape. You have essentially got a podcast. Now, as we've said here many times, if you like and you just want to occasionally do a podcast, send them up here to Blind Cool Tech and we'll share them with the rest of the listeners that we have. You through, little buddy? I always like to let Jake come out of here and have our little relief for the beginning of the day. Good doggy. That's grassy area between APH and KSB. Good doggy. Good doggy. Two steps. And we're walking in toward the side door where the cafeteria is. And I have to put my code in. Door pops open. Good doggy. Good boy. Let's get that slam of that door. Up some stairs. Out into the lobby. Good boy. Good doggy. Nice perfume. Somebody just went by. To the right is the cafeteria/snack bar. Scotty Smith is running that now. It was Dennis and Denise Franklin for years and years, if you know them. And then Brenda Bleakmore had it for a couple of years. or maybe a year or two. Good boy, little buddy. Taking the left into the new arena. Good boy. Good boy. That's it, little buddy. Left. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Flying Cool Tank. We'll talk more about how to get started with podcasting in another issue soon. And I'd like to encourage you to submit any additional information you can help for people to get started with this. And another new thing we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and start playing voicemail at the end of these casts, because I think it's important that we get this people's message out to you. And it also provides people another way if they just want to introduce themselves, you know, call up our comment line, and we'll get it on the podcast. Also, if you've noticed some of the music we've been having on for the last week or two on the intros, that is from Andre Louis at AndreLouis.com, AndreLouis.com. Check that out. He's got some fantastic stuff up there, and he did a couple of superbly recorded casts that he submitted to Blind Cool Tech. I think one of them was called Baby Archive, and one of them was Aaron's in London, maybe, I think was the name of it, a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Check those out. Y'all have a good one, and we will see you next time. Have a Blind Cool Tech day. Okay, right, little buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to talk very briefly about something that I'm doing. Well, first of all, I really enjoy the show. And I'm currently taking one episode out with me. That's all the room I have on my portable device. Unfortunately, it will not fit completely on the portable device, so I'm actually having to run it through a time compressor. And I understand if I was using the book port, this would actually be a lot easier. I'm kind of doing the homemade version, actually. I'm using, what is the name of that editor? I believe it's called Audacity. And I'm actually compressing I think it's the latest episode, the one that's the CSUN Exhibit Hall. And I'm going to see if once I save that, if I can then fit it on my storage device. The other thing, I'm a little concerned about the format that it saves, that it'll export to MP3. I think it's at 128 kbps. I'm not sure what format you use by default when you make these. But I'm going to go ahead and use Audacity's default and see what that does. Hopefully I can then fit it on my device. Okay, that's all I had to say. Thanks.
Hello, my name's Ross McGregor. I'm calling from Tamworth in New South Wales, Australia. I'm a blind person, and I just discovered your website yesterday. I do music recording on a program called Cubase. I produce albums for people, and I was just wondering, would it be of any interest to put up a podcast describing how Cubase works, or how a music recording program works, and then how I access the program, or the methods I use to access it. I'm just wondering, would that be of interest to your members, or aren't many of them into, you know, music recording and such? My email address is rossmcg@hotkey.net. .au. I'll say that again, it's rossmcg@key.net.au. But yeah, I'd just be curious to see whether you thought that may be of interest to your listeners, and I could make up a podcast on that and put it up there. But otherwise, yeah, I find the website absolutely fascinating. It's one of those things that could really get you in. You could probably just spend all day and all night listening to podcasts and getting that worked out and, you know, just get lost in the whole thing. But I just find it really fascinating. So, yeah, it's a very good website. Thank you.
Hey, Larry and everyone. I'm Blaine Coulter. It's Jake from Illinois again. Larry, I just want to say, actually, to you and everybody, great podcast, as usual. Actually, today I listened to some of the CSUN coverage, and I was very impressed, and by you and Daryl Shandro and Jeff Bishop and Nikki Kobe, who it's great that she was in love. And actually, I've never been out to CSU, and I hope to get out there one of these years, though, because it sounds really cool, and I just can't afford it right now, but hopefully I'll be able to soon and get out there and see all the great technology, the latest and greatest, and meet everybody. I've heard everybody's voices, but I want to meet you all, so hopefully I'll be able to do that sometime soon. Anyway, great job as always, and this is Jake in Illinois signing off. Have a good night, all, and I'll talk to you on the list.
This is Buddy Liverman in Asheville, North Carolina. Email address, buddyl@bellsouth.net. I have two comments. The first one is the makers of System Mechanic, www.iolo.com, tried, and not very much, at trying to make their product accessible with JAWS 7. I bought it. Like a stupid idiot, I should have tried the 30-day evaluation. I'm not running to much software that's not been accessible, and I, of course, have JAWS 7 on my machine. I got a gig of RAM and about a 2-gig processor. It would not read at all. You can use the JAWS cursor and kind of put it over there and click the left mouse, but I think it should. The graphics should work. You might want to contact them at 1-323-257-8886 or www.iolo.com, or do a Google search for System Mechanic. Try to get them. It's a utility well known to fix programs with JAWS, defrag the registry and the RAM and the hard drive and all that. You really can't use it without getting JAWS or Windows fixed. Another thing, I need someone to email me how to get my iRaver FP899 to record. I have the option set up. I've just got it in the MP3 directory, and I still can't figure out how to. I must be an imbecile or something. I cannot figure out how to get it to the record stage where I can just press record and record voice. I'd like to try some recording with it. So I've been using my Olympus. My email address is buddyl@bellsouth.net. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Well, it looks like spring's here. It's warm in Asheville. We had a violent thunderstorm, and it's about 73, 74 degrees today. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Larry. This is Buddy Liverman again in Asheville. I'd like to know one thing. Are there any books available that haven't been destroyed, read by Burt Blackwell or Jim Walton or George Walsh? I wonder if any of the digital talking books are going to be archived or re-recorded. Most of them probably weren't able to be salvaged because of they weren't in a controlled environment. Also, I'm looking for my word book, grade 7 and 8, in Braille. And I'm also looking for arithmetic 7 and 8. And I'm also looking for an achievement test. I don't know why I want this stuff. I'm just kind of, and I'm next to the nostalgia, and I'd like to find some of that stuff. I also, like I said, if anyone knows how to get my River SV-899 to the record mode so I can record voice, let me know. It's time to venture out and record it using voice. And I know how to. It's in the MP3 directory, but I don't haven't yet figured out how to put it on record. Yesterday I used the Olympus and had a church service with my binaurals and didn't use the microphone, didn't use the record button. I mashed pause and it didn't record. So, Larry, you're not the one that screws it up. I messed it up. You turned the master volume down twice yesterday. I messed it up. So, have a good day. My email address is buddyl@bellsouth.net. I'm looking forward to hearing some more trains if you can find one. And when I go to my alumni in Raleigh, I'm looking forward to record a train. I'll be on a bridge, and I will have my iRiver and my Olympus. And hopefully I'll get a good recording and a good podcast. Take care. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Larry and everyone on the podcast. This is Chris Teppel in Arlington. And I heard the OQO podcast from Sam Bushman, and I think he's exactly right. You know, I suppose it sounds like harping in a sense, but I think he was right as far as the price of the new Smallcock Ultra from GW Micro. And you know, because any device of that, you're going to pay for the technology in that. And as far as your podcast, Larry, I think it's an utterly fascinating device. I can, in my own imagination, foresee the day when we will no longer have our giant tower computers or desktops or you know, even a laptop. This would do everything you need it to. And why would you need anything else? You know, you could have it at work, have it at home, whatever. So I think that's an excellent idea. I'd consider it at a time here by getting a Macintosh, because I think the idea of having speech built in is great, but this is smaller than a Macintosh. And anyway, so everybody have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, Larry. This is Rich C. from New York. I was wondering, actually, this is something that I thought blind, cool tech listeners would be interested in hearing about. The Rockbox team has developed a port of Rockbox for the iPod, the Nano, the Video, and the fourth generation iPod, and it does include speech support. I haven't tested it yet, but I hear, you know, that although it is in its very early stages, but that's kind of interesting news that the iPod is going to become accessible, and now with speech support, you know, it's who knows? You know, the iPod is, up until this point, has been inaccessible, except for the shuffle, but Rockbox may change that. Rockbox.org, of course, where you can find all of the info. Anyway, just want to know what the listeners know about that, and keep up the great work with the podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Mike. I listen to Blind Cool Tech, and I really enjoy the nice, good sounds that I hear, and keep up the good work, and I hope to become a part of the list. You taught me a lot more about electronics and different events. The CSUN convention, it's really nice, so just like to compliment you guys on a great site. Glad I found it. Mike from Indiana.
Hey everybody, it's Beth from Newport News. Been a while since I've called in here. Haven't had much time to listen to stuff on BCT, but every time I go, there's nice surprises waiting. So I look through everything, and when I can, I listen to one or two things, like I just listened to Larry's message when he had the key problem at CSUN. And Larry's, how do those key things work? And by the way, I believe I remember reading somewhere, do not return those computerized keys to the hotel because they have your credit card information and everything on them. I believe you do not have to return them, and if I remember correctly, it is wise not to. And Larry, you said something about sometimes you kind of feel self-conscious when you're talking and you know, when you're doing a podcast and other people are around where you think they might be. Well, I've got a sure cure for that one. If you suspect that somebody else is around, you could be talking away and you could say, I'm really enjoying doing this podcast, or, you know, somehow work into the discussion that you're doing a podcast. And then, hey, you might even get somebody else interested in listening to BCT. So that would be pretty cool. Talk to you later, everybody. Nice and dry and sunny here in Virginia. We got some rain last night, which we desperately needed. We've been having some wildfires here in the state. Have a good one. Bye.
Yes, Larry, this is Everett Latta in Evansville, Indiana. And, two things. One, I've just recently tried to get on the new list, and evidently I've done something wrong because it keeps rejecting it. Could you post a clear path to what you got to do to get on this new list? I understand why you have to do the security, the extra security. That's fine. Secondly, a lot of the podcasts, the folks offer up their contact information, and sometimes you end up missing it because they talk fast. You know, everybody has different accents because they're all coming from different places on the planet. And some of the people I'd like to contact, but would it be possible in your descriptions of the various podcasts on your website to include their email address where possible? Thanks a lot. Enjoy your website. Take care and have a good day there in Louisville.
Yeah, hi Larry and everybody. This is Chris Pepple from Arlington, Mass. And I was just calling to comment on the interview that Neil, yours, just did on the mini disc. And that was a great review, Neil. I've had mini disc since 1995. And regrettably, I think as Neil has pointed out, they've, like everything else in our society, become very menu-driven oriented. And it's hard to get around unless you can remember where to go on those. So I think, Neil, you might bring that up in another podcast as to how you manage to navigate the menus, if at all. I have a mini disc player, and I don't know if I'll get another Sony, to be honest with you. I have two home ones that I can operate fairly easily, but the portable just has so many choices that it's really hard. And another complaint is I was trying to record some stuff from the computer and found that after a while, I couldn't tell where, if it was on pause or not, because I wasn't pressing the button far enough. They're so small. Anyway, thanks again, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye.
Hey, Larry, this is Eric Troop in Fountain Valley, California, and I just had to comment. I was just listening to the Blind Cool Tech, your second installment in the ever-so-gripping Dell saga. And I have not laughed that hard in a very long time, and I'm sorry it was at your expense, because watching you go through, or listening to you, rather, go through that voice recognition phone thing, we've all been there, man. That's all I have to say. And it was quite fun to watch somebody else go through. Oh, man. But, I'll have to I'm a little behind in my podcast, or by now, I may be way behind in my podcast. I need to get back on iPodder and see if you've resolved that situation. So, but I just thought that was the funniest thing. Because, yeah, I could completely empathize, and that was what made it funny. So, thanks for sharing that with us, and man, give me a good laugh. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is Matt Roberts from Florida, a submitter to Blind Cool Tech and also a participant on the email list. Just listened to the Thanks But No Thanks podcast, and I wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, I think whoever is sending, or rather was putting those files up on the FTP server, was doing a disservice to the whole community of Blind Cool Tech users as well as contributors. Personally, I enjoy the podcast. I enjoy contributing to it, and I enjoy listening to it. In fact, I downloaded a whole bunch of old Blind Cool Tech episodes, and I'm in the process of transferring them to my MP3 player and listening to them as time allows. So this is a great thing for me because it's a good way to kill time. And now that I've got a podcast program, I should say a podcast catcher program installed on my computer now, with Freedom Box, in addition to having the ability to access Blind Cool Tech on there as well, and other podcasts that I listen to regularly, I'll be able to keep up with everything and get more information than I could through other sources. So all I can say is keep up the good work, Larry. And also want to comment, I enjoyed the APH tour parts 1 and 2, even though I listened to the audio tour. I hope later this year we're going to be traveling to Indianapolis, and I'm trying to convince my family that we should stop in Louisville and visit APH and possibly meet some of the people that I've heard on the podcast. I know I've talked to Darlene Jones on voicemail, a couple of voicemail systems, and I heard her on the as one of the proofreaders, and I also would like to meet the other folks, Roberta and Roger, and of course you, Larry, as well, if time permits. So just wanted to check in real quick, and rather than type, I prefer to talk, so that's why I'm leaving the message this way. And by the way, I'm using my Broad Voice phone connection, so hopefully the message is clear and understandable. Take care, and talk to you soon.
Greetings. Hello to all the Blind Cool Tech listeners, or those that receive this message anyway, for starters. I just wanted to leave a message to just congratulate all of the people that make this podcast an absolute joy to listen to. I stumbled across it by accident about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and am truly addicted. So the idea of doing a podcast myself is coming up very, very soon. I work as a motor mechanic, and I was thinking that perhaps I might do a cast on repairing a motor vehicle coming up soon, and discussing a little about how I do it without sight and so on and so forth. So anyway, I just thought that I would leave a audio message rather than type, so as you get some idea of what I sound like. My name is Haroon. I spell that H-A-R-O-O-N. Surname is Probst, P-R-O-B-S-T, and I come from that faraway land they call Australia. And anyway, keep up the good work, and hope to talk soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.